How mosquitoes came to be.
The Tlingit are a native people who live on the northwest coast of North America. Their name means people of the tides. Tlingit people believe that all life forms, plants, trees, birds, fish, animals, and human beings, are equal. Tlingit people are well known for their colorful totem poles. Every village has one or two. There are giants and even mosquitoes on some of them. Every culture has many tales and legends. This Tlingit legend is about monsters and monster slayers.
A giant once lived in the forest near a village. He loved to kill humans and eat their flesh. He was especially fond of their roasted hearts. The tribe decided that they had to do something, so they held a council meeting. The chief said, "Unless we can get rid of this giant, it will eat us all." One man said, "I think I can kill this monster." And they decided to let him try. He went to the trail where the giant often walked, lay down, and pretended to be dead. After a while, the giant came. He saw the man lying there and said, "These humans are getting easier and easier to catch. Now I don't even have to kill them. They die right here on my trail. This one probably died from fear of me." He chuckled and felt the body. Good, he said. "This one is still warm and fresh. What a delicious meal he'll make. I can't wait to roast his heart over my fire." The giant threw the man over one shoulder, and the man let his body hang limply like he had died. Carrying the man through the door of his home, the giant threw him onto the dirt floor near the fireplace. Then, seeing that there was no firewood, he left to go get some. As soon as the monster had left, the man jumped up and grabbed a huge knife from the table. Just then, the giant's son came into the room. He was small for a giant, but still bigger than the man. The man surprised him and held the knife to his throat. "Be quick and tell me where your father's heart is. Tell me or I'll cut your throat." The giant's son was scared. He said in a shaky voice, "My father's heart is in his left heel." Just then, the giant's left foot appeared in the doorway. The man let go of the boy and quickly stabbed the giant in the heel. The monster screamed and dropped dead to the ground. The boy ran out and was never seen again. The man looked down at the dead giant. Still, the giant spoke. "Although I'm dead and you killed me, I'm going to keep on eating you and all the humans in the world forever." "That's what you think," laughed the man. "I'm going to make sure that you never eat anyone ever again." He took the knife and cut the giant's body into pieces and carefully burned each one in the fire. Then he carried the ashes to a cliff and threw them into the wind. The cloud of ashes turned into a cloud of mosquitoes. And from the cloud, the man heard the giant's voice laughing and shouting, "Yes! Now I'll eat humans until the end of time!" Just then, the man felt a bite. A mosquito was eating him. He slapped at it and missed. Then many mosquitoes bit him, and he began to scratch himself all over. The end.